Good evening, everybody. We welcome you to a regular meeting of the Board of Trustees. This is our public hearing for our 2024 tentative budget. Today's Wednesday, the November the 1st, and our colleague Beth Holbrook will be joining us here in a few minutes, but we're going to go ahead and move forward with the meeting. This is an in-person meeting, and the public will have the option to either participate remotely or here in person, and we'd ask you to limit your comments to about 3 minutes. And if you're online on Zoom, you can use the raise the hand feature, and if you're here, we would encourage you to fill out a card. With that, we're going to we'd invite you to stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin with our safety first minute, and invite Catherine and Catherine Beskar. Did I say that right? Okay. And from our budget and team, Catherine, thank you.
All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you for attending our meeting this evening. I know it's late, but we appreciate you all coming out. I also wanted to remind everybody that winter is coming. And today I have a Song of Ice and Fire Autumn Season Safety Edition. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that during autumn, icy conditions can vary really drastically. So just make sure you don't have a false sense of security in the morning and watch out for black ice in the morning, especially in your commute, on roads, and especially around curbs and drainage areas. And just make sure that you drive slowly and be really careful of slipping. So up to a million Americans are injured every year, according to the CDC, by slipping on ice and snow. And 17,000 people die every year. So please be careful about that. And then onto the fire side, I know it's cozy. It's a cozy time of year to stay inside and keep your heating going. Just be aware that heating equipment is the leading cause of U.S. home fires. It causes specifically up to 500 deaths and 1,400 injuries and $1 billion of damage every year. And the number one cause of that within that group is actually space heaters. So be especially careful of space heaters. Even though they only cause a third of the fires, they cause 9 out of the 10 deaths and 4 out of the 5 injuries. So careful of space heaters. Keep at least a 3-foot radius for flammable items and your kids. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Great advice. With that, we'll next have a budget overview of the UTA's 2024 tentative budget, and we welcome our CFO, Viola Miller. Good morning, or good morning, good afternoon.
Bye. Top of the day to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, haven't had an evening one for probably a year.
Okay, for the record, I am Viola Miller, UTA's CFO, and I am here to give an overview of our 2024 tentative operating budget and capital budget as well. So initially, we started the 2023 budget with $409.3 million. We removed $8.5 million of one-time expenses. We have made some adjustments and additions, and right now, our 2024 base started out for operating at $415.8 million, and we have, again, made some additional adjustments to carry forward items that we know are not going to be complete this year that we are going to continue to work on in early 2024 with a few additions, and our tentative budget for 2024 totals $424.5 million for operating. Any questions? Okay, this provides the breakout for the 424.5 by category. Of course, the major categories are wages and fringes to provide information for our operations and services, fuel, power. So, any questions on this category? Okay, and this breaks the same number out by office. Of course, our largest office is operations. And then finally, for operating, we have a summary of FTEs by office. And then we have our 2024 capital budget summary. Our capital budget is $230.4 million. And our major area is capital services. Okay, so tonight we are here at the Board of Trustees public hearing. And our next step is to go to the local advisory council at the end of this month on November 29th to eventually get to our approved budget. Any questions?
I don't think so.
I just want to say this is not our first rodeo. We've been through these numbers multiple times. So I just want to make sure everyone understands that. I know most of you in the audience understand that, but anyone that's online, because we're just, it could appear that we're just rushing through this, but these numbers have been in front of us for the last several weeks or more. So,
absolutely, Jeff. We have had discussions and budget sessions, and we have provided these numbers to the board, to the public. And right now we're just in a tentative space where we want everyone to have a good look. We want the public to be able to see the numbers.
And we should note that over the course of this next month that there is public to make comment before any final adoption does take place.
And we were all given a hard copy that we could go home at night and, and delve into the every page. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
And I, if I could just real quickly, I do want to thank a few people. So first, I want to thank Vi for her work on this. As you know, Vi essentially landed at the beginning of, at this agency and joined us right at the beginning of budget season. So sort of learning how to drive all by yourself.
Today is my 6 month anniversary.
6 month anniversary. So, but I probably shouldn't. That's probably a bad analogy because the second group I want to thank is all the people that supported this process in the budget office and on the finance team who supported Vi and really created a team and collaborative working environment. With my third group to thank, which is the executive team. There were, you know, moments when we had to really dig into this budget, both on the operating side and the capital side. And the one thing I was really proud of for the team through that process is that the focus was always getting to a solution to any particular question or issue, and was done with the spirit of teamwork always. So thanks to everybody who made this this journey possible this year as part of this budget process, and I really appreciate all the effort that was put in.
Megan, I understand you're going to give us an overview of the public comment process or opportunities. Is that, am I understanding that correctly? So.
Thank you. Yes, just to get into the details really quick about our public comment period. So the public comment period opens today, November 1st. It's a 30-day public comment period. It will close December 1st. All comments should be submitted to us by December 1st at 5 p.m. We do have a few ways to submit comments. So first, I'd like to point everyone to our website where you can find more information, including much more detail about the tentative 2024 budget. It's rideuta.com/budget. I'd also like to give you a few ways to submit comments. You can do so via email, hearingofficer@rideuta.com. You're also welcome to give us a phone call, 801-743-3882. We do accept snail mail. You can mail us your comments at Utah Transit Authority, care of Jolisha Branch. We're at 669 West, 200 South in Salt Lake City, Utah, 84101. Again, all comments are due by 5 p.m. on December 1st, and there's more information on our website at rideuta.com/budget. We will be providing all comments submitted in a report, in a public involvement report to our Board of Trustees, and in a final public engagement report that will be published. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks to you and your team for your efforts to solicit that comment. With that, we'll open our public comment, and we are there any here in person? Do we have any cards, Jenna?
We do have one card for an in-person comment. It is Claudia Johnson.
Claudia, welcome.
I've missed this.
Yeah. Well, we've missed having you here, so.
I was actually just thinking about you today. I said, we haven't seen Claudia in a while.
You haven't seen me because I have been working at a food bank, and they expanded it to 3 times a week instead of 2 times, and they moved the hours up. And while I'm talking about food bank, one of the things we are seeing since I'm over our group's food bank area, we have seen a major increase of people coming to the food bank. We've gone from only 500 people to 900 people, 1,000 people. I mean, cars, vehicles for families. That's not the individuals. We're up to over 10,000 people that we actually service. And that's just for one little small spot. And while I'm on that is that, because I deal with the refugees, and I think you need to recruit to them, to be bus drivers, to be train drivers, whatever positions you could get, because I think a lot of times they're hesitant to come to UTA because it's a big thing, and, you know, it could be intimidating. And a lot of these people have been driving, or they have CDLs, or they drive independently on their own trucks and stuff that way. And I think there's a lot of positions that you could possibly meet the needs of some of these people on the west side, because rent is not going down. It's going up. Food's going up. We're getting people kicked out of their apartments because good old landlords say, I want more money. And so they raise the rent, and then they can't pay it. So that's why I've been missing this meeting, and I really enjoy it, and I do go in and watch it and stuff that way. And I want to thank everybody that recognized me today. I appreciate it because it made me feel good that I wasn't just a bad seed, that every time I come in I make derogatory comments. But hopefully it's always comments that can be useful, sure, and of benefit. Another thing is you give out a five-ride pass, which is awesome. The problem is a lot of these senior people don't ride 5 days in a row, and it expires. And so you have to give them 5 or 6 of these cards because they go once a week to the doctors, to the dentists and stuff. And I'm wondering if you could do a pass which is time-stamped. I mean, in Europe, it was you get 5 days in 10 days. And you ride or you don't ride and stuff that way. But you've got a period of time to use that. And I'm wondering if that would be something which would be a benefit to get, one, to educate people on using the bus and tracks, and also to be able to just get people feeling more comfortable to coming. And, again, to meet some of the needs of these, I shouldn't say this, us senior people. I have a car, so I have no problem with that. But, you know, I'm just thinking that we need to think outside the box. And this is something that needs to be thought back, again, outside the box of how can we meet some of these needs and extend, because that pass was awesome. I had people saying, do you have one? Do you have one? I'd scrounge through my desk to try and find one, and I didn't. And the next time I'd see a UTA person that came to a meeting, I'd get some more. But I think UTA needs to look at that, of expanding it in another way. And again, I really miss this, and I promote to anybody that is concerned or complaining about UTA or anything else that way, it is really educational to come to the board meetings and to listen in on the board meetings so that you get a total picture of what's going on and what's happening. Because once you get a larger picture, you understand more and you're also more educated to say, I don't agree, because you've got that background, and it's over 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Those were some good notes, and I will certainly take some of those into account. I would also note that we are actually doing some ESL classes to try to expand the opportunities for people to have employment here. So.
You know, to that point, I'll echo your concern, because I had one of those cards, the five-day pass, and once you use it, you really have 5 days. And I thought it was still, I had that many trips or whatever. I wasn't thinking, because I hadn't used it. And I gave it to a young lady who's a Ukrainian, who's a refugee, that's living with us right now, and she went to use it, and not valid. So I felt sorry for her, because I was well-intended. You know, she was able to deal with it, but the point is, maybe we do look at it a little differently and see how we can accommodate that, and I think that's a great suggestion. The practicality of it, we'll just have to see if it makes sense and we can make it work.
Jenna, any other cards at this point?
There are no other cards, and we do not have any online participants either.
Are there any others that have come here to make comment from the public? Okay. Not seeing any. We'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I was looking for a filibuster or something. You know, a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.